Oh, no, that's not a ball.
No, 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 that's a criminally expensive Santangelo bowl.
Okay, I'm going to sneak around behind him. You're just going to keep him talking.
Joe, you don't want to do this. You know, as of right now, you haven't done anything wrong. You just hand that over to me, and it's like nothing ever happened, see?
Okay, he's not Baby Face Nelson. He's an actual baby.
Okay, you know what? You want to help out? Slide something underneath it, like the throw pillow.
You forget what a handful kids are when they're little, huh?
I didn't realize how easy we have it now that Lily's so independent.
Yeah. Plus, we're not as young as we were when she was like this.
Mitchell, are we almost discussing what I think we're almost discussing?
Maybe we shouldn't rush into having another kid?
It's a big decision, and I love the way our lives are now.
Oh, God, me too.
This doesn't make us selfish people, does it?
Of course not.
Baby Joe's stuck in the well.
Leave him.
He's fine.
No, a little bit more to the left.
What are you doing here? I can't believe I have to beg you to go shopping.
Well, I have to make sure that you're putting that thing in the right place and this stupid, horrible job is so important to you. Haley, I have to say, today I lost a little bit of respect for you.
Goodbye, Gloria.
You need to learn how to stand up for yourself.
Do you know how easy that is for you to say?
No, nothing in English is easy for me to say.
Unlike you, I don't have a rich husband. What I do have is a reputation for being a screw-up who never follows through on anything. Which is why, in case you haven't noticed, I'm in my third year of a two-year college program and still living in my parents' basement. Look, I know that this job sucks, but it might actually lead to something. Do you know who had this job 5 years ago? Gavin. And he worked for an even bigger jackass than he is. Hey, that was a quick lunch!